Hello, Movie Line listeners. This is Mr. Fun coming to you live from outside of the Palmax Studios. And as you know, this is the 101st edition of North Hollywood's Movie Line. And, well, now that Mr. Mac's programming is just a silly millimeter longer, well, it's time for another celebration. And we're going to be joining the party inside in a minute. But first, we're going to interview some of the invited and, well, uninvited guests as they arrive here at the studios. And, let's see. Here come some of them now. Let me see who's... Wait, yeah, it is. Richie Calcom. Rich, hold it. Rich, excuse me a moment. How are you tonight, Mr. Calcom?
I'm a clone.
Well, yes, Rich, we know that. But how did you, of all people, get invited to the Movie Line party? Yes, but Rich, you know, everyone in the phone world says that you've taken a bunch of Paul Mac's ideas and run them on your own line. I'd like to ask you right here and now, how do you respond to that?
I don't care what they say. I'm gonna keep it anyway.
Okay, Rich, well, why don't you go on in, join the party, and I'll tell you what, we'll search you just before you leave, okay? Hey, I see that Ken on Target has just arrived, too. Ken, hey, I'm glad you made it. I've been waiting to ask you, Ken, when is On Target going to go back up?
In the year 2525.
Well, Ken, I guess that's good news, but how long are you going to keep the line up this time, huh?
Just for one day.
One day, Ken? Then let me ask you, what's the point?
I'm crazy.
Well, thanks a lot, Ken. We'll see you then. Hey, gang, I see that Bob Ob has just pulled up. Let's see if we can snatch an interview real quick here. Bob, buddy. Hi, Bob. It's good to see you. Tell me, what are your thoughts about your friend and mine, Paul Mac?
He's a king.
Love the whole wide world.
Well, Bob, you know, that's a very loyal statement, but, you know, I've known you a while, and you know as well as I do that once in a while, Paul can be kind of annoying, so... Off the record, Bob, what is Paul to you, really? I thought so. So why do you put up with him so much? Okay, well, we'll see you inside, Bob. Karen Grateful Dead is here, gang. Karen, it's good to see you. Welcome to the Movie Line's 101st tape anniversary.
I'm so
Yes, Karen, I know we're all excited about Paul's 101st tape. Listen, since I've got you here, there's got to be something you want to tell Paul since you're on, since I'm doing this interview with you now. Is there anything at all you'd like to tell Paul about his line?
You're no good, you're no good, you're no good. Baby, you're no good.
Well, I'm sure Paul's going to appreciate that one. Hey, I see you brought Mickey Canoga with you. Are you two good friends or what? You know, I got to ask you this. Seeing as how neither one of you ever call the Movie Line, why did you come all the way out here to the Paul Mac Studios anyway? Well, Karen and Mickey, you know, I like you two a lot over at Telefun, but Paul's really pretty choosy about who he lets into this party, you know. How are you two going to get inside? Okay, girls, well, hey, have fun. And, you know, I mean, if you get tossed out real soon, we'll see you over at Telefun, okay? Oh, my God. Brian W. Feedback. It's Brian W. Feedback, ladies and gentlemen. Brian. Hey, welcome to the Movie Line Studios. I understand Feedback is up. Is that correct?
It's been a long time coming.
You're right, Brian, it has. But let me ask you, are you going to be up for a while this time? Yeah, but all night is fine, Brian. I mean, we'd like to count on you being around tomorrow.
So you gotta hang on to tomorrow. Come what may.
Well, I guess I'm gonna have to accept that, Brian. Hey, I understand you've put together an interesting segment for Paul's 101st tape. Is that right?
I want to be a part of it.
Well, hey, that's great, Brian. I know you got a lot to do, so why don't you go on inside and get started? Because, you know, I see we've got another one of Paul's fans coming up the way here. It looks like, yes, it is, William Wilde. William, buddy, I got to ask you something. Do you really call the movie line?
8 days a week.
Let me ask you this, Bill. Aside from the movie line, what is one of your favorite lines in the Valley, huh? Hey, well, thanks, Mr. Wilde. I'll see you later inside. Ladies and gentlemen, Jim Clothesline has just arrived. Jim, it's good to see you, but I got to tell you, buddy, I really miss your Orange County line. Why'd you bring it down?
Some things a man's got to do. Some things a man's got to do.
Well, I guess so. I can understand if you got to do it, you got to do it. Jim, let me ask you this. This is kind of a personal question. I understand you and John OCC are, well, not the best of friends. Does the Orange County connection change your opinion at all about telephone entertainment in general?
One bad apple don't spoil a whole bunch.
Well, let me ask you this, Jim. You know, Sammy the Seal was an Artie Award winner this year, and I've had some people tell me that Paul Mack sometimes sounds like her. What do you think about that?
Well, here's another clue for you.
Okay, Jim, well, thanks a lot for that. I know you've got a lot to do inside, but let me ask you before you go, you got any final words you want to say to any of Paul's callers, you know, to keep them calling the movie line?
Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right.
Thanks, Jim. Well, gang, I guess just about everyone has arrived for this occasion. I don't see anybody else. Wait a minute. It's Uncle Freaky from Freaky Phone. Freaky Cat, hey, I'm real surprised to see the two of you here. Well, why'd you come then?
Been dazed and confused for so long, it's not true.
Well, let me ask you this, Uncle Freak. You do know that this is Paul Mack's 101st tape anniversary special, don't you?
If this is it, ooh, please let me know.
Well, yeah, Freak, as a matter of fact, it is. But let me ask you your opinion. What is your honest opinion about Paul Mack, the man?
He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land.
Well, I guess that sums that up. Freak Cat, thanks a lot. Let me ask you, what are you going to do now that you're here at the 101st tape anniversary special?
We gotta get out of this place. If it's the last thing we ever do.
Wait, Freak Cat. Oh, well, I guess that's about it for them. I don't see really anybody else show. Here comes Paul Mack himself. He's trying to sneak in the front door after everybody's already inside. That's right, just like Paul, he's trying to make a grand entrance. Okay, Paul, hold it right there. Hold it right there. Now that I've got you cornered, everybody's inside getting ready to celebrate your 101st tape anniversary. You're the last one to show up. Let me ask you this. I got to ask you a few questions. What are your basic thoughts about yourself and the movie line?
I'm a loser, and I'm not what I appear to be.
Paul, that was kind of a bizarre statement coming from yourself, the movie maker. Why would you say that?
There's always something that you remind me.
Let me ask you this, Paul. You know, your anniversary specials, you always have an awful lot of phone celebrities happening and doing things on your tape. But in between, it's basically just movie line stuff. Let me ask you this. Who can we look forward to hearing on the movie line in the future?
That mule, old Rivers, and me.
Well, Paul, I appreciate you being so candid with your listeners right now. I know you've got an awful lot of stuff to do, and the 101st tape anniversary is about ready to happen. So any final words you want to say to your listeners regarding this week's program? Well, I guess that pretty much sums it up, gang. If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. The Movie Line's 101st tape anniversary special on 761-3330 and 906-3000. Thanks a lot, Paul. We'll see you inside. That's it for me, gang. This has been Mr. Fun outside the Movie Line studios here in North Hollywood. Stick around because we've got a lot of stuff happening inside. We're going to join the party right now. That's it. I'm gone. This is Mr. Fun. Thanks, gang. Thank you. Bye.
The lights go down. The music comes up, and suddenly you find yourself transported to another world. A world of incredible beauty and unbelievable terror.
a fate no line runner wants to face. However, submitted for your approval is the very first tape in telephone history to be made and produced in part by contributing line runners. Their mission, if they decide to accept it, is to come up with alternative telephone entertainment for the movie line that will keep callers assured, alert, and awake to the fact that the contributing party's efforts to produce fine telephone entertainment has not been wasted on just another mere movie line tape. However, has been attempted at heart, based on their prestigious reputations, to conduct their finest product worthy of calling their own as a representation of their telephone outlets. In other words, their ass is on the line. You guessed it, the movie line. Hello and good evening. I'm your host, Paul Mack, and I'm here to welcome my entire collection of sound effects to my 100th and first recording on Paul Mack Presents. But before we begin this evening, I'd just like to point out that this program is currently being heard by real live people and not just a bunch of sound effects on Memorex tape. Well, excuse me very kindly. if you'll pardon the expression, wrong cut. Yeah. Let me re-cue that puppy. Good. I'd just like to point out to all of you people out there that this program is currently being heard by real live people and not just a bunch of sound effects on Memorex tape. Thank you very much. It's now my privilege to introduce a man who will in turn introduce his co-man introducer, who will then proceed to be silly and co-introduce this very different tape, which will then lead into a formal introduction of the tape which eventually reintroduces myself to reopen, rejoice, and remember my lines for the reopening of my 100th and first tape for the very first time. And well, if you thought that was funny, then go ahead and laugh because my sound effects just left the room. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my privilege to introduce a man who, for the last year, has been a constant threat to fine production values on the movie line and to the English language in general. My very good friend and next-door neighbor all the way from a foreign country far, far away, but not far enough, if you know what I mean, Mr. Abhullah Brought to Walladu has been.
Okay, thank you very much for big introduce, Mr. Mack. I am very, very happy for that. Anyway, we are here to give you new condom in phone entertainment. Oh, I'm sorry, contraceptive. Oh, okay, anyway, Mr. Rubble, I want you to come on in.
Get over here, that guy.
Thank you, this is Mr. Barney Deputy right. Rubble for me.
I'm not Barney Deputy Rubble, I'm Mr. Barney Fowl. Slap you upside the face, homeboy.
Okay, Mr. Rubble, you have done your work.
Just a minute.
You have done your work, okay?
Just a minute.
This is my show. Now, Mr. Mack told me to come down here and good job for him. There you go. Okay, now you go get the can.
I have to work for you, Iranian filth. Get out of here!
Go get the can.
If I had more than one bullet, I'd shoot you.
I brought can anyway.
Okay.
Please, could you do honors for me, Mr. Rubble?
That's right, I'll put the damn thing on. Here we go.
Oh, you fucking klutz, man. You go and you ruin
the
can.
What do you mean?
You ruined it. You ruined this for me. Now, Mr. Okay. Mack never let you go on show again.
Okay, you're getting after. I got a bullet in my gun. You're going to be shot, buddy. Let me tell you that.
Get the other can.
You told me get the can, didn't you?
Get the other can, please.
All right, I'll bring the other can. There's one other can back there, and I thought it was a prop for the next act. Since it's the one, I'll go get it.
Now I get Mr. Rubble bringing can for me.
All right, here's the right can. Now, I guess you won't do the honors.
I will do honors for you, please.
Why don't you go back to your homeboy country? Home country, boy.
I am no homeboy, please. You know, in my country, they would cut off your arm and leg for doing things like that.
Oh, shut up and open a can, you pig. Come on, open the can, you bum.
Here we go.
Was a little baby sitting on his mammy's knee. He picked up a receiver, shook his head and said, "This phone line gonna be the death of me, Lord. This phone line gonna be the death of me."
So sang the immortal stepson of rhythm and blues, Death Lemon Slice.
who was inspired to write his classic story song about the man we honor today, or tonight, or this morning, or, well, whenever the hell it is you're listening to this Malmo.
Paul Mack, the movie maker. Paul Mack, the actor. Paul Mack, the production whiz. Paul Mack, a legend on his own line.
I was Paul Mack's third grade teacher.
Miss Prunberg, Paul Mack's third grade teacher.
And in 27 years of teaching, that sweet-faced, talented little guy was the biggest pain in the ass I ever had to teach or babysit in all my years.
Miss Prunberg, Paul Mack's third grade teacher.
Yeah, I remember Paul.
Mr. Snapper Flash, owner of a camera store where Paul grew up.
He used to come in here all the time. It was just a kid he was. And he'd just stand there, right in front of the movie cameras, looking at the Aeroflex and the Bell and Howells, and he'd just stand there, looking for hours. If I'd asked him if he needed any help or something, he'd just say, "Fabulous!" or go right on staring for hours. Oh, sometimes he'd just break and eat a sandwich from his lunch bucket, but he'd go right on looking. He was really a funny little guy.
Mr. Flash, like everyone Paul Mack met, couldn't ignore that even at so early an age, Paul Mack was a funny little guy. By the age of 13, Paul was as comfortable with a movie camera in his hands as you and I are with an armed atomic device in ours. His films won him great acclaim.
I've never seen nothing like it.
This film sure beat the hell out of sitting on a hot stove.
I was too young when the Beatles first came out, so this is the closest thing to seeing them that I'll... What? Oh, wrong movie? I'm sorry. Paul who?
Mr. Mack's movies are more fun than a poke in the eye with a sharp stick.
Then 2.5 years ago, the exciting world of telephone entertainment called to the young schmuck put out a movie maker, and his receiver's been off the hook ever since.
Yeah, I know Paul is a great movie maker, and I heard that is his phone thing of his a few times. You know, but mostly I know him as a fellow fanatic.
Mr. Video View, a video game player who knows Paul as a fellow fanatic.
I just said that. You don't have to repeat all this shit, you know?
Mr. Video View, who thinks I shouldn't repeat all this shit.
Yeah, well, anyway, I've spent hours with Paul playing Popeye and Star Wars, and man, I'll tell you, he's really a lot of fun to have around, you know? Like, this is so funny. Like, the time he wanted to freak out this friend of ours, and Paul opened up the back of a Miss Pac-Man machine and got inside, you know, so that when our friend came up to play, he'd see Paul Mack's face on the screen, and it would freak him out, you know? And this is great. And when our friend walked up, and Paul's in there waiting for him, you know, he walks up and he puts in a corner, and when the machine went on, all this electricity went through Paul, and the machine sparked, and Paul bounced around inside the machine like a BB in a boxcar, and then he fell out on the floor, and the paramedics came. It was a scream. Really, Paul's really a funny little guy.
So into manhood he grew. Well, he got older anyway. And along the way, he garnered awards for his shorts and his lines.
His shorts and his lines?
Blow, will you, Bowman? The folks know what I mean. His short films, you know, short subjects and his telephone entertainment line. Which brings us to today. With 2.5 years of movie line under his belt, which makes his pants kind of tight, and films in production, Paul Mack is still going strong. And even as we honor him for doing his 101 tapes, we can be comforted by Paul's vow to go on doing it till he gets it right. Paul Mack, America salutes you. You're really a funny little guy. This has been another Wild production. William Wild reporting. Thanks for letting me do it in your ear.
Ear.
his 101st tape anniversary special. And now your announcer, Brian W. Feedback.
Hello and good evening. Tonight, from North Hollywood, California, we bring you live a special presentation. It's Paul Mack's 101st tape anniversary celebration, featuring a new concept in telephone entertainment. We are privileged to introduce for the very first time a Paul Mack recording to be made in part by major phone celebrities, including contributions by William Wilde, Nino Telefon, Apulabra Tuwaladu Has-Been, Jim Clothesline, and Santa Happy the Dwarf Kind, plus other assorted surprises. So now, join Paul with his in-studio guests, William Wilde, Apulabra Tuwaladu Has-Been, Dennis DeCrepo, Bob Hobb, Dr. Pepper, Mr. Pibb, and very special guest, John Revolting, plus very special announcing by me, Brian W. Feedback. And now, here he is, again. Will this recording ever officially begin? Paul Mack!
Well, hello and good evening, and thank you very much for calling the Movie Line, our 101st tape anniversary celebration. Well, gang, we're doing it here for the first time ever, celebrating 101st tape and celebrating it with contributions by other line runners. One of the main contributors, Mr. William W. Wilde. Sir, how are you?
Yeah, hey, I've got goosebumps. I'm excited. This thing is...
Is this not excitement and anticipation?
Oh, hey, it's incredible. Right now, I mean, you can just feel the...
This is a Paul Mack tape.
No, the vibes in this place are so thick right now, you need an aqualung to breathe.
It's not me, folks. It's William Stash.
I want to tell you, it's with him. It's a contact time.
He's very
folks.
Nice.
It's a contact time.
It certainly is. Bell, I want
to
ask you.
Me.
You're very much in demand here on the telephone circuit, and
it's not my fault.
Well, I know. I mean, I didn't ask you to come down here. You said, "Paul, I need a job." Well, here you are with me, the movie maker, the guy that you've so graciously put down at the beginning of this tape.
Oh well, thank. I'm very
no,
look,
I,
Paul.
I thank
don't,
you for that tribute.
No,
sir.
I'm proud.
I know you.
Look, I'm really proud to be here. I'm very glad that you asked. I mean, there's been an awful lot of people, and there's really good, great people have never been a guest on your line.
Like. Who, for instance?
Well, Richie Calcom, once said to Nino Telefon, "How's the weather up there?" He was never a guest on the Movie Line.
I don't blame him.
You know, and Bob 213,
yeah.
who once wrote all the tape companies in the world complaining that they don't make a cassette tape long enough to record one of his sentences.
I'll back you up on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he was never a guest on
never
the Movie Line.
Never a guest on the Movie Line.
No, and Sleazebag Leader.
Sleazebag Leader.
You know the guy who once said to his best friend, "A genius has to suffer for his arties." Was never
a guest
on the movie line. You're catching on here.
I hear it, buddy.
And I don't think that Bob Ob, who once said to us.
Once said to us.
Not to us.
Oh, who?
He said to Anita.
Did he say it to his wife?
I don't
wife?
Think he said it to you.
Okay.
To him, who once said
what
to
did
it,
he say to us?
He said, I'll show you my cookie if you'll show me yours.
Okay.
He was never,
never
a guest over
on
here.
The movie line.
No, so I'm really thrilled to be here,
Paul. Thank you for coming down, William, and sharing those words of wisdom with us here. And we've got some stuff. Are you ready to do this?
I got the papers.
Okay. Are we expecting guests or anything? It's lonely around here.
You got
here.
Some stuff? We'll
There's nobody. I mean, it's just you and me.
I'll make a few phone calls.
Make some calls and get some people over here. We need to liven this puppy up.
Take time to experience the moment. With alternative telephone entertainment. Time leaves as it gets here. There's no time to waste. DBS, the Pacific Alternative.
This is DBS.
Beat on the brats, beat on the brats, beat on the brats with the baseball bat, oh yeah! Oh yeah, oh oh, that the creeper broadcast system.
Beat on the brats,
beat on the brats, beat on the brats with the baseball bat. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Jesus Christ, Quint, you're a fucking loony bird. Know what I'm talking about?
I'm a loony bird.
Yeah,
hey,
I think you're a fucking loony bird.
How about you, Mr. English pervert? You know, you want me to tell him about that night in the sky?
No, don't tell him about that. No, forget it. I'm sorry I even brought it up. You're not a loony bird, okay?
Well, okay, but you better watch it, man, or I'm going to tell him about that sheepdog.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, who is this?
Who is this?
Well, you must have the wrong number, and please dial correctly.
Wait a minute, I'm not calling, lady. What the hell's the matter with you? My phone rang.
The days of the DBS line tie.
The DBS line tie.
The DBS line tie.
That's right, and that's the only thing that I think DBS is really famous for, except for the DBS live talk show, which Brian Feedback stole from me after...
Wait a minute. He stole that from you?
That's right. I had the first live talk show in Los Angeles, and he knows it. You ask him, he'll tell you.
Okay. Well, you know what? He used to always say he really liked to call your line.
Is that right?
Yeah, he loved your number. I didn't, but you know.
Yeah,
no,
well.
I still call it, Dennis, but let me ask you, I've kind of been waiting for you to change your tape. What's going on over there?
Well, Paul, believe it or not, I've got 20 new lines being installed, and we're starting a dog sex line, believe it or not. For
really?
Free, yes.
No.
You can call and have live phone sex with the dog of your choice.
Are
now,
you
we
serious?
Got, oh, sure. We got poodles, schnauzers. Shepherds, we got everything.
Have any Great Danes? I see it. Dennis, I'm telling you, no, really. What's
Seriously,
going on?
Buddy.
I mean, people want to know. What's they ask me, what's going on with DBS?
Well, it's that same old story, the 976 service, which is called, well, I still can't tell you what it is, still in R&D. It'll
right.
be up pretty soon, and you'll see the TV commercials, and that's why I'm doing it, because I do so many programs for them in the day that I just don't feel creative enough to do what it takes to put together a fine DBS program.
Well, Dennis, I want to ask you a question. Am I still currently employed by the
Well, probably not, Paul. You missed work the other day, and I'm afraid you're fired, buddy.
I know. I'm sorry about that, but I was working on the tape, so
yeah,
you know
well,
how that goes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is the moi, brillant, les petits pieds en lancé.
Hello?
Sans fin. Le visage, identique. La démarche, saccadée.
La
dévouement.
Hello? Hello? Yeah, who's this? Who do you want? I don't know who I want, but I just got a call. Who's calling me? No one's calling you. Hello?
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 Who's there?
Who's this?
Well, you called me. You tell me who you are first.
No.
No?
You called me.
I called you?
Yes.
Lady, who are you?
I'm whoever you called.
What?
I'm whoever you
call. You call me.
All right. Bye.
This is DBS, Southern California.
Hello.
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 What did I reach?
Pardon?
What did I reach?
What, this is a Golden.
Oh, where is that at?
In North Hollywood.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of wild. The phone rang here, and I picked it up, and then it dialed you.
Okay.
Maybe if you hang up, I can get New York.
Maybe you can.
All right. Bye-bye. Hello?
Thank you.
Yeah, what did I get?
The New York City information.
Wow, you're kidding me. You know what just happened? Are you ready for this? The phone rang here. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
The phone rang here, and I picked it up. I'm in L.A., and nobody answered. Then all of a sudden, the phone rings a club here in Hollywood, and the guy was joking for a second, and I said, I bet if you hang up, I'll get New York. and I'm talking to New York. How's that for weird?
You have a number in New York,
huh? Did you hear the story I just told you?
Sir, we're very busy. Do you want
Oh, man. God, open up your mind. I just told you what happened with the phone. I don't need anything. Hang up.
Good night, sir.
Good night.
May I help you?
What city are they getting now?
That's Chicago, sir.
Where?
Chicago.
Hey, man, you wouldn't believe what's happening. You got a second? I'm here in L.A. The phone rings.
Yeah.
And I pick it up, and the phone dials a club in Hollywood. And I said to the guy before he hung up, I said, wouldn't it be funny if I got New York? And then he hung up, and the phone rang somewhere else, and it got New York. And it just, she hung up, and now I've got Chicago.
Sounds great.
It's called telecommunications.
Right.
Or what happened to the computer?
I don't know.
That's what's going to happen to one of these days. It's going to blow a fuse and go apeshit.
Well, let's hope not.
Oh, it's hand writing on the wall. We've already been attacked 73 times and they caught it.
Oh, okay.
That's true. It's already happened. I mean, you know, what can I tell you?
All righty.
I'll see you around.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. What city did I get?
This is Las Vegas, sir.
Hey, my phone's going crazy. I picked it up. It dialed a Hollywood club. Then the guy hung up on me, and I said, it'd be funny if I got New York. I got New York, then hung up, now I just dialed Chicago, and now I got Vegas.
Oh, you must be an 800 number.
I didn't do anything. The phone here rang, and I picked it up, and the phone's dialing all the numbers.
Well, it's just redialing. Thank you.
Huh? What city did I get?
This is Portland, sir.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
This phone of mine rang, okay?
Uh-huh.
And it's been dialing different cities. Now, why is it doing something like that? I mean, it rings Vegas, then it rang Chicago, then they hung up, then it automatically trips into a ring and rang New York.
I really don't know, sir. I think I'd check with your operator.
You don't suppose it's growing a brain?
I have no idea. But I'd check with the operator, sir, just in case these calls are registering.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be
Toledo.
To get a bill for all that.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Terrific.
So, but I check with the operator, sir. Maybe they might have something to do with repair.
Well, I'm not worried about it, you know.
Oh,
we've
okay.
got a lot of money now. Why worry?
Right.
If you got a lot of money, you can do anything, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, I didn't have any money, though. I had something that I couldn't get with the money.
Uh-huh.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
Somebody you care for, they want you to have a lot of bread, and then when you get a lot of bread, they dump you.
Oh, that's...
Kind of crazy, ain't it?
That's...
Mixed up world.
Really?
So anyway, say hello to Portland.
I sure will.
Go hug a tree.
One of the most interesting GBS line ties available, the
that's
New
right.
York line tie. That's right.
And that went all around the world.
Yeah, it did. It went from, well, across the country, as you saw.
Around the world, according to me. Anyway, Dennis, so...
Yeah, that's the kind of funny thing you'll hear on DBS. Mm-hmm. If you want to give it a call, area code 818-506-0069.
What, are you saying we don't play funny things over here?
Well, you do. Your voice is funny. I mean, God, let's face
what?
It.
What? All right, Dennis, thanks for stopping by,
and if
buddy.
You call right now, you can hear one that Paul Mack did his Barney Fife imitation. Call right now
oh, yeah.
and hear
wait
that.
A minute. That's not me. That's the real man.
Oh, was that him?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bye, Dennis.
Thanks, Paul.
Box of Famous Amos cookies waiting for you at the door.
Thanks, buddy.
Bye.
Bye.
That laugh sounds, too painful.
Is this the Paul Mack movie line with the 101st tape?
101 tapes, John.
Oh, great, great. I thought I'd come by and be part of this.
Well, this is marvelous. I want to thank you for stopping by.
Well, I want to thank you from the heart of my bottom for having me here.
That's great. Well, listen, John, I'll tell you, what made you decide, of all the things in your busy schedule that you could have done today, to stop by and pay tribute to the man, the legend, me? In my own line.
Well, everybody's been interested, wondering whether I really knew you and all that. And so I just came by, you know, to let everybody know, yeah, it's really me.
It's really you.
And I heard you were really, like, bummed out because that We Are the World group broke up.
And what else, John? What else have you got up your sleeves here?
What else? Well, I heard there's a new movie out, and you it's a surprise, really. It's the Paul Mack movie.
The Paul Mack movie?
Yeah. It's all about this monster that eats the brains of Paul Mack.
Yeah.
And at the end, he starves to death.
Yeah. You're great. You're great. Somebody get rid of this guy. What? Who let you? How'd you get past security?
I just only had a couple of minutes, came by and said hello and all that.
Right.
Let the listener know that I'm really here.
Yeah,
and that
really.
I really appreciate knowing you and being on the show with you.
I really appreciate your insultuous sense of humor there, John.
Okay, well then just to make it up with you, then I'll give away a prize for somebody right now. Okay?
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay.
Is this going to be like a movie line prize or something? Okay.
Just because you're kind of upset about the way I'm treating you.
Yeah.
So, okay, the first person that calls in now will win a date with Paul Mack.
Huh?
Now, the person that calls in second will be the loser. They'll win two dates with Paul Mack.
Hi, I'm Jim Clothesline.
Hi, I'm Santa Happy the Dwarf Guy. Hey.
Hey, and we're here to tell you... Actually, we're not here to tell you anything. So don't believe a word we're saying. Actually, we want to find out exactly how many people know who Paul Mack really is.
That's right. It's the 101st tape. Happy anniversary, Paul. We're really happy for you.
Yeah, real.
Oh, yeah. So without further ado, let's get on with the phone survey. How about it, Jim?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Hi there.
Who is this?
This is Jim Clothesline. I'd like to find out if you knew that Paul Mack was having his 101st tape anniversary.
No.
You didn't.
Hold on. Let me get my mom.
Okay. Getting the mother. Yes, the mother.
Hello?
Hi, Mom. We're here to let you know that Paul Mack is having his 101st tape anniversary, and we want to find out if you knew that.
I beg your pardon.
Hey. Somebody.
Hello?
Hi there. Did you know that Paul Mack was having his 101st tape anniversary?
A what?
A 101st tape anniversary.
Can you hold on a second?
Sure.
No problem.
Hello.
Hi there. Did you know that Paul Mack was having his 101st tape anniversary?
Excuse me?
Paul Mack is having his 101st tape anniversary.
Mack. But wait a minute, you do know who Paul Mack is?
He must know Paul Mack, he's laughing.
Yeah, he knows Paul Mack.
Yeah, he knows. He's got to have. You do know about Paul Mack, don't you?
You're going to have to pardon me, this phone call is going to come to an abrupt end.
Which end?
Over
there. Oh. Oh my gosh. Goodbye.
He knows Paul. One more time. Listen to that.
Hello?
Hi, did you know Paul Mack was having his 101st tape anniversary?
Oh.
Definitely knows Paul Mack.
Okay. And this is proving just that.
Hello?
Hi there, did you know...
Yes.
Hello?
Oh, is this Dory?
Who?
Is this Doris? Who's it?
No.
No.
My name is Jim Clothesline. Did you know that Paul Mack was having his 101st tape anniversary?
Wait a minute, your name is Tom what?
No, Jim Clothesline.
Jim Clothesline?
Mm-hmm.
I never heard of you. Where did I see you?
You probably never seen me before. You've probably heard of me before.
Oh, what are you doing then?
We're taking a phone survey.
Taking a what?
A phone survey.
A phone survey?
Telephone.
I've got a question.
I see what you mean. Yes, what about it?
You've heard of Paul Mack, haven't you?
Paul Mack?
Yes.
What is that?
That's a person.
A person? What does he do?
He does movie line tapes up in North Hollywood.
Who does what?
He makes movie line tapes.
Makes movies?
Yeah.
I've been in the movies.
Really?
Warner Brothers once.
Which one?
I don't know. In Hollywood, I guess it is.
What movie?
Well, it wasn't a picture. It was singing. I used to be a singer.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, I've done lots of singing in my life. I know all the old-time songs and all the church songs and a lot of the new ones.
Well, bless your heart.
Yeah.
That's quite amazing.
What do you do?
We're taking a phone survey.
Does Dory know who Paul Mack is?
Dory?
Yeah.
You know my Dory?
Oh, sure I know Dory.
Well, she's my daughter, yes.
Hmm.
Well, how do you know her?
I think he worked with her once.
At what?
Warner Brothers, maybe? Was it Warner Brothers?
I think it was, yes, or Universal.
You work with Dory at Warner Brothers? No, Dory's been working with, she had a plant store for a while, and now she works at flower arranging for graves and funerals and churches and all that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I heard she was going to that, yeah, but does she know who Paul Mack is?
Does Dory know who Paul Mack is?
I don't know. Wait a minute. Can you get a pen and pencil? My pen in my purse. I want you to write this down. And I want to write your name and your phone number so she can talk to you.
Sure.
What are you having? You're taking a survey for what?
We're wanting to find out if anyone knew who Paul Mack was.
If anyone what?
Knows Paul Mack.
Paul Mack? No, I don't know.
Hmm.
And mainly, we are wondering if you know who he is.
A picture actor?
What?
What is he? A picture actor or what?
He's an actor, director.
Oh, is that right?
Jack of all sprockets.
Well, you want to leave me your phone number so she can talk to you?
Sure.
Yeah, just a minute. My roommate will write down the number for me.
Okay.
There's a pad of paper in there. A small pad of paper in there. Down in the bottom of my purse, dear. Easy to find. It's a white pen.
I think she knows who Paul Mack is. I think she does.
No. You write the numbers I say. You tell me your name first.
All right, Jim.
Paul? Is it Paul?
Paul.
Paul.
Mack.
Yeah, Paul.
M-A-C-K.
Paul, no, it's M-A?
C-K.
C-K Mack. Paul Mack.
Mm-hmm. And my phone number here.
And your phone number is what?
898.
898.
47.
Wait a minute. I didn't get quite that for my... Oh. She's writing it down. Paul Mack. His name is Paul Mack. Mack what?
No, that's it. Paul Mack.
Paul Mack, uh-huh. And that you go by the name of Paul?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And what are you doing?
We're taking a survey.
A survey for what?
We want to know who Paul Mack is. We want to find out who knows Paul Mack.
Oh, I see. Well, she'll call you then. I'll have her call you, huh?
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, Paul, nice to see you back here at Observatory, and
yeah, it's nice to see you're back, too. Hey, wait a minute. I was expecting on getting off of the ship and seeing some big, fat, ugly thing, but hey, you're not Dan.
I'm not. Well,
Bob! Well, what Bob, long time no see. My God, it hasn't been long enough. Let go of me. What are you trying to... Hi, Bob. What is this, the Bob Off Patrol? I just came down, all right, to tell you that I couldn't make it this week, okay?
Lock the door.
What are you... Get me out of here! Hey, God... He's a little strong, isn't he? Yes.
Yes, well, we're going to make the tape, aren't we?
We are?
We definitely are.
Wait a minute, I just got here. Can't we play some ColecoVision first?
Serving the West Valley, Southern California, two galaxies in the men's locker room of the Russian space station, this is a Observatory.
Congratulations, Paul, on tape 101 from me and all the Observatory gang out in Canoga Park, California. And I just want to tell you, you do put a lot of work, a lot of hard work into these tapes you make. And we all wish you'd stop because you make people like me look bad. But we're going to thank you once again for putting out the movie line, another quality piece of telephone entertainment to call for everyone who's not listening. You should give this line a call. Paul puts a lot of hard work. He goes out and researches each and every movie from the first frame to the last sound edit. And he reviews each one of these films for you diligently. Each and every month he goes out and sees a couple movies for you. But that's why we all call the movie line, of course, to hear all the intelligent things people have left on Observatory. We're going to leave you with that and tell you thank you very much for operating your line, Paul, the movie line. And for those trivia buffs out there, Paul Mack has made about 15% of the Observatory recordings. And that is it. That is all, GBFN. Paul Mack, you should have an Observatory day. Talk to you later, Mr. Wild. Bye-bye for now. That's goodbye for now for you Observatory folks.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Mr. Of course, Brian W. Feedback. Brian?
Oh, yes, please. How are you, please? This is Mr. Brian W. Feedback, and I am trying to announce the next tape for the people here. Okay, so
excuse
now
me.
To go on.
Excuse me,
No,
Paul.
Excuse me, Paul.
Paul.
Paul, I'm sorry.
W. Feedback.
Paul, I have Brian. To interrupt here. I can't let this go on. I'm sorry.
This is very embarrassing.
I know this isn't very embarrassing, Paul, but I'm sorry. He can't pass. He can't pass as me, Paul.
I'm sorry.
Okay, I was sitting over in the announcer's booth, and I just couldn't let it go on.
Were you on your lunch hour or what?
No, I have to explain.
Oh, okay.
I've been listening to you play all these wonderful segments from all of these phone celebrities.
So tell me, where's your segment?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to tell you, Paul. You see, I understand. I know. I was supposed to provide you with my own segment for your anniversary recording.
Exactly.
Here.
So you brought it, I take it.
No,
right?
I didn't.
You didn't.
To tell you the truth, Paul, my dog ate it. You know, one of these family things.
Oh, family affair. Okay.
Right.
Do you believe that?
And this is my spot. But okay. See, all's not lost, Paul, because I may not have a production for you here.
Right.
But I brought a clip. This is something I thought that would really fit into your anniversary recording here.
Great.
This is your very first comment ever on feedback, and I might add, your very first comment ever on any telephone entertainment line anywhere. But I think you'll see that back in those days when you were leaving comments on feedback, you were really a class act, Paul.
Well, thank you, bro. Okay,
Can you roll that thing?
Okay, I will see what I can do. What is this button right here?
Hello, this is Paul Mack, and well, I'm... I'm sorry. Excuse me. You can cut that out, can't you? I would appreciate. Don't leave that. Well, this has been Paul Mack signing out from beautiful downtown North Hollywood.
And there you go,
and
Paul.
That's it.
Your very first comment.
I didn't think you still had that comment.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I was not even that bad on my birthday, Paul.
I think the phone community will agree that you were just as obnoxious back then as you are now.
I hear you've gone back up somewhere.
Yes.
Tell us all about it.
Well, I'm in the West Valley now, Paul.
Wait a minute.
When are you going to trek out there and join us?
Just give me a call.
We're all one big happy family out there in the West Valley now.
No way.
Paul.
That's it. You know, I'm really upset about this. You've left me here in North Hollywood alone.
Paul. I am still here, Paul.
Okay, not for long.
You want to know why, Paul?
Why, Brian?
It's your antiperspirant.
Oh.
Anyway, can I give out my
why
new numbers?
Why don't you give out your new numbers?
Thank you, Paul.
You're welcome, Brian.
You know, my output line in the West Valley.
I know it personally,
too. Area code 818.
Is it?
348-8888.
Okay.
And from the East Valley folks who used
to
call out
people
here.
People that are local to this number.
In other words, you.
Right.
780-7000.
7000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
the input line is 346-8888. And then there's supplemental output, which is 715-0000.
Now, on this supplementary line, what are you going to put on this?
Well, it's going to run output, the same output tape for the first portion of the week. And then it'll also run Fun Phone.
Oh, I see.
And also probably one day a week we'll have a list of numbers you can
dial.
All right,
so we've got that already award-winning thing back
exactly.
with us. What else have you got?
We've got the computer matchmaking service, Dial Your Match. That's right.
I can't do.
Exactly. If you have a computer with a home
just
modem.
Just in case you do, though, the number is...
888-6600. Zygott will be returning real soon. That's in Burbank.
Oh, how did you manage that?
That's local to you, Paul.
Uh-huh.
That's at one of our feedback satellite locations.
And what's that number,
That's
Brian?
Going to be 846-5000.
5000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, so, I thank you for joining us here. And,
thank you for having me, Paul.
I would hate to see these guys' phone bill, you know?
Thank you for having me, Paul. I'm going to go back to the booth now.
Right. Grab yourself a slice of cake, and there's some punch in the back. Don't mind. It's a little spike, but it's okay. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
And we'll catch you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye to our friend. He was a young man. He was young at heart. The years had been good to him, but the weekends took their toll. We will remember his funny voice, his acerbic wit, his sharp tongue, his celebrity impressions, and...
Bill, buddy, hey, wait a minute now. Come on, I'm not dead yet. You were supposed to do a piece for the end of my anniversary tape, not the end of my life. What is this shit?
I don't
know.
Come on.
Wait a minute.
Come on, everybody. Come on. Let's all go to my place.
Hey, guys, don't go. Come on, let's sing the Paul Mack theme. Hey, guys! Hey, wait out!